Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go. It is a wet Wednesday. Wet Wednesday. Although by the time this posts on YouTube, I think it'll be Wednesday evening and the sun is going to be shining.
Oh, yeah. Jerry,
but if you're listening on Spotify, iHeart, TuneIn, or anywhere, Odyssey, when we get
Apple
your
Podcasts.
Yeah, it's going to be a crappy Wednesday, but what's going on?
Sure is there, Jerry. I want to follow up yesterday to a story we brought you exclusively on the post-game podcast.
Oh, exclusively.
Yesterday I was talking about how I just, as I was boiling my sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
And then I would take the boiled water and pour it down the drain. It just popped into my head like, huh, you know, I have plastic pipes. Is this boiling water going to hurt my pipes? And I heard from, I will say, between 5 to 10 plumbers reached out to me.
Oh, that's nice.
And they all told me, not good. That you should not.
Not good yet. We all have done it for years and years and years and years.
Yeah. I guess he said, and in fact, the newer your place is, the worse it is because they're using newer.
It's like amazing.
The PVC piping
is getting thinner.
Thinner.
Yeah. That's everything newer is cheaper.
Yeah. I agree. When I see sometimes a new construction house, I'm like, no, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sure it's made crap. You know what I mean? Like,
it does feel like that sometimes.
Anytime I see a house on like realtor.com or wherever you look, Zillow. And I see like a house has been purchased, flipped, and then put on the market. I always am suspect of everything in the house.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Was just like a rush job, least amount of money that looks the best so that they can make a bigger profit.
I will tell you though, as someone that almost bought a flipped house,
yeah,
it would have been really nice to not have to go in and redo the whole thing.
Yeah, that is true.
Because the amount of, now you could run into major issues if it's not done right for sure. You also hope you have a home inspector that helps you out a little bit along the way. But the idea, like, I mean, in this house we bought, which is now, I can't even believe it, 8 years ago. In this house we bought, I have replaced the flooring in almost every room. Not upstairs, but downstairs, every room. We've had to remove a pool, put a new patio in. I redid an entire bedroom. I'm in the midst of redoing a bathroom, I think, next month. Would have been nice to have everything that was just done for you.
Yeah.
But you are right. You never know what kind of, you know, what they're using and what types of materials are being
used. Yeah, you don't know the quality.
You don't. That is very true.
So all the plumbers also said that the best way to combat this is to run the cold water down the drain prior to and while you're doing it, or run cold water
with the hot water
into the thing.
It cools it.
Yeah, it should cool it down.
Yeah.
He said the problem is if boiling water sits in in one of those elbows.
Mm-hmm.
And he had one in particular, this one plumber told me, where a family for a large family gathering was making a lot of corn on the cob.
Mm.
And they were like boiling water, corn on the cob, boiling water into the drain, fill it back up, boil the water, corn on the cob into the drain over and over again. It damaged the pipes.
Sucks for them.
Yeah. You have been forthcoming in the past, Jerry, about various procedures you've had.
Yeah, I have no issue.
Involving your prostate and mm-hmm. them having to go through your penis hole to get to the prostate.
Well, that sounds terrible when you say it that way, but that is true.
And you detailed the thing before during a commercial break where there's a new procedure you were saying where they can put some sort of mesh into your penis hole, expand the
prostate,
and then remove, you know, after a couple of weeks, maybe remove the thing.
Correct.
And as you were telling me this, I could feel it in what feels like my butthole. Like I feel a queasiness there.
Are you quivering again? Is the band back, the quivering buttholes?
So I went to Grok and asked this very question. And this is the way I asked it to Grok, and this is what Grok gave me back.
Mm-hmm.
I said to Grok, when someone is telling a story about a medical procedure, specifically a procedure involving inserting something into the penis, why do I feel that in my body just by hearing the story? And Grok responded, when you hear a vivid story about a medical procedure, especially one involving a sensitive area like the penis, you might feel a physical reaction due to a phenomenon called mirror neuron activity combined with empathy and sensory imagination. Mirror neurons. Your brain has mirror neurons that fire when you observe or hear about someone else's actions or sensations, stimulating those experiences as if they were happening to you.
Wow. So you're living my hell through me.
Yeah. A story about a procedure in a sensitive area can trigger these neurons, making you feel a similar sensation.
Yeah.
Also, hearing about a painful or invasive procedure can activate your brain's empathy circuits,
mm-hmm.
particularly the anterior insula and anterior cingulate cortex.
You'll be Googling that later today.
Which process pain and discomfort. This can cause a visceral, cringe-like reaction as you imagine the sensation.
Mm-hmm.
And also says your brain is highly effective at visualizing and stimulating sensory experiences based on descriptions. When someone describes a procedure involving the penis, your brain may vividly imagine the sensation, especially since the genital area is densely packed with nerves and highly sensitive, amplifying the perceived discomfort.
That's some answer.
Yeah, there's more. It's like it talks about psychosomatic response and all these things. So it actually does trigger a physical reaction in people. So you don't get that? Like if you hear...
No.
Like I was listening to like a Joe Rogan podcast one time where he was talking about a story about someone like injuring their scrotum in a UFC match. And I actually had to turn it off because I was getting lightheaded while driving.
No, I don't.
Really?
No.
Man.
Nope.
Why am I? Maybe I'm.
I have no effect.
Maybe because in the past, you know, I've said I'm a penis hypochondriac.
You are.
And that.
I think you overthink the penis.
Yes.
God, that was emphatic.
Correct. I overthink the penis area.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't faze me in the least. No.
I guess it works the same way as if you were laying alone one night by yourself and decided to think about stimulating thoughts. I mean, that?
I suppose, yeah. But I don't know. I just heard what you just read me from Grok. That's all I know.
Yeah.
I take issue with one thing Grok said, too. Well, not issue, no. I shouldn't say that. One of the words that Grok used sparked a thought.
Okay.
Where he talked about invasive procedures. The thing about this procedure, I think it's called iTind. I think it's what it's called. Not to be confused with Tinder or anything like that. I think it's iTind is the procedure, relatively new. And they call it minimally invasive. Yet it looks like a rod is being inserted into your penis. How is that minimal? I understand it's not surgery. I get it. You know, we're not opening up your chest and all good.
Or your penis. They're not splitting it open.
Fair. You're sticking a rod into a man's penis. That's invasive.
I would say that's the most invasive thing I can think of.
Call it minimally invasive. The hell with that.
Like, if you were to tell me, you could have, we could do this one of two ways. We can insert this rod into your penis or open up your chest for heart surgery. I'd say, I think I could do the heart surgery. I think I could do that.
Well, having a camera now have been shoved up there twice, I understand what it feels like and what it doesn't feel like. I would go for the iTind. I'm not going for heart surgery if I don't have to.
Yeah, so you've had twice something
two
go
times now,
inserted.
Yes.
If
my sleep does not improve, it's interesting. Did a lot of research because I have another appointment in November to kind of reassess where we're at. And I'm trying like hell to go in there with a positive frame of mind.
To go, I don't need this.
Yes, because either way, whether it's this procedure or the other procedure that I had sent you, that really does not sound pleasant. I can't do it. I mean, if I have to, I have to. But I really would like to put it off till April because I got a lot of games to call this winter. And any game I don't work, I don't get paid for. So either way, it's not like I'm doing anything this moment, but I think like the decision is going to be made November, December, what we're doing to start to kind of get my mind right and to prep for it. So the one thing that I keep reading that seems like a constant from every urologist that's online, and even from Dr. Berg, who you know I love, seems like there are ways that the prostate will not shrink back to its normal size. But there are ways where it absolutely can reduce back to a normal level to where your flow will be acceptable and fine and you won't have any issues. And the constants have been, which I've never been into in the past because I've heard bad, weird things about it, this keto diet seems to be one of the best things for prostate health.
Really?
And if you don't go full keto, you got to go very low carb. Okay, fair enough. I did that a couple of years ago. I can do that. That is going to start once I go shopping, literally in the next few days. I have to go back to that. The other thing is there's this, and there were a few different people that had it. Tell me what you think of this. Daily, 8 ounces of water with a lemon. Not a lemon wedge.
Okay.
A lemon.
A full lemon.
The whole thing.
Lemon.
The skin and everything.
Really?
You cut it into pieces and you blend it and then a half a cup of blueberries. Drink that daily. Supposedly whatever in the skin of the lemon is supposed to be phenomenal for prostate health. I don't know. I'm just telling you, I saw it on three different videos. Dr. Berg had it first and then I saw two other urologists mention this.
Hmm.
One was a different variation, but it still was with the lemon. I think the one guy might have said the lemon and the blackberry. Dr. Berg said blueberries, whatever. So I'm going to start that on Saturday as well. And I'm going to start doing it. And they said give it 3 weeks and you might start to see some sort of improvement. So if I do both of those things and continue to take my saw palmetto, I'll see where I'm at in November.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Yeah, have you looked up this saw palmetto stuff?
I take it every day.
I've heard that as a supplement that's good for your prostate.
It's good for your prostate, good for the follicles of your head, too.
And but you haven't really noticed the difference, you said.
I don't know. Like, how many times have I told you I have a really good night one night, the next night's terrible. Last night was a great night. Last night I slept for almost 7 hours. I only got up one time. I will sign up for that for the rest of my life. If that's what I'm dealing with, I'm fine. I can't deal with 4 and 5 times a night. That's the problem. So last night was fabulous. Friday night and Saturday night were great. Sunday night was a train wreck. So I'm looking for some consistency, which is why I've started to log everything I'm doing during the day, from water consumption, what food I'm eating, and my activity level. And I want to see if I can find common denominators to the good nights.
Now, when you take a supplement like saw palmetto,
yeah,
how do you know what brand to get?
I don't. I just buy what I see at the store. I need to, because I would like the most potency if I can, making sure I'm getting what I need. The one I have, I bought at Walgreens, you know, and then I've got one, which I've been taking is from Great Many, because it's a saw palmetto blend with something else for the hair follicles. So, but when that's out, I'm going to start buying just the straight saw palmetto as well.
Yeah, it's the thing. It's like, we've talked about this, how they don't regulate vitamins, so we have no idea. The saw palmetto you're taking could just be dust.
It could be. Don't know.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Like, you got to find a company that you can do as much research on to have, you know, having quality materials.
Agreed.
You know, it's
now,
so hard, though.
The one thing I would say, when you take fish oils, I haven't in a while, but I used to. If you ever burp, you feel like you're tasting fish. So at least you feel like that's real. The one thing one of these things was also saying as a supplement, along with the salt palmetto, was cranberry, for lack of a better term, dust, cranberry. So cranberry tablets, and they specifically said not the cranberry itself, which I thought was weird. There's something, the way they make the tablets and grind up the cranberries makes it better for you. I would think that might taste like I don't know. But I'm with you. Vitamin C does taste citrusy in a lot of cases. But these other ones, I don't know. You're just taking an empty pill?
Yeah.
No idea.
Yeah, we have no idea.
Don't know.
So strange.
Yeah, I agree.
You would think that, like, the FDA would be like, if you're a vitamin maker and you want to submit your vitamins for our approval or not, you're welcome to do so.
I couldn't agree more.
Because then what an advantage out on the
FDA approved.
Yeah, out on the market. To say, hey, we don't know if saw palmetto helps your prostate. There's not enough studies, but we can tell you that this is pure saw palmetto without.
And I would think that would be a
filler.
Big boom for a vitamin company,
yeah,
to be able to put that label on, FDA tested and approved.
Yes.
Because at least you feel like you're getting what you're paying for.
Yeah, and I know there's a couple different vitamin, like, you can register your vitamins with, like, a place that supposedly tests the vitamins, but it's not a government agency.
Right.
It's not.
They could be getting paid off.
Yeah.
Then again, the FDA could be too, for years, when you look at the food pyramid.
100%, Jerry.
So who the hell knows?
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right.
It's very difficult.
Why don't you open up a lab?
My own lab?
A testing lab.
Hmm.
You're looking for something to do in retirement?
Open up a testing lab.
Beautiful.
Al's testing lab.
I bet you get a grant for that.
Ooh, I would like a grant.
A government grant.
Yeah. Hmm. A caller to the show and a podcast listener, Matt in Blue Point,
okay,
wanted to know if we could talk to him about, when we do commercials, what's the deal with that?
What's the deal? What does that mean?
Like, when we read a commercial,
yeah,
do we get paid to read the commercial? Do we have to read the commercial? Is it part of our contracts? Like, how that whole thing works.
Okay.
So when we hear you, Jerry, doing a commercial.
Right.
Is that something you get paid for?
Mostly endorsements. Not always. When I fill in, sometimes you're just reading commercials. But if you hear someone make the commercial personalized, that means you're reading it with the experience of the product.
Yeah. I think, there's a lot of live commercials on the radio station. If the person reading the commercial is just reading the commercial, they don't get paid for that. It's part of your
right
job, yep, here at the radio station.
Absolutely.
But if you say, hi, I'm Jerry Recco, and I'm going to Great Many
for my hair. Yeah.
Like, they pay you,
yes,
to endorse them, yep, and you're going and you're getting this done.
Yes. Now, in reality, the endorsement you would like to think is something you really are endorsing. So I would not do the Great Many one until I spoke to them. I did not sign up for it. I did not approve it. And quite frankly, I was 50-50 at best doing it. I remember talking to you guys about it. And then I went down there and we went through the whole thing. And I was honestly blown away by the facility. And the way they, you know, brought it, presented it, I'm like, you know what? I am trying this. And as soon as I started doing it, I was like, I was good. And I had no problem doing the reads, mostly not based on results yet, because as I read in the commercial, I had just started it. But for me, it was the comfort of the office. I thought the nurse was phenomenal. The staff, it was great there. So I had no problem doing that. I do the Surfside one right now, which, I mean, if you look at my refrigerator, yeah, sure, I get some for free. But if you look at my refrigerator or go to my local liquor store that my friend owns, that's all we buy. So that was an easy one for me as well. I've done others in the past. The one that I will tell you I did in the past, which I did for about a year and a half, maybe even 2 years, I endorsed Mazda. Now, I don't drive a Mazda, but I did ask if I was going to do this. I got to test drive something. And they set it up no problem. And if I had not just bought my car at the time, I was all in on that Mazda car. I mean, it was pretty damn impressive. So that's the one where I didn't own the car, but did have firsthand knowledge of it. But yeah, I mean, if we're doing it and we're talking about our experience with the product, usually that means we're into the product.
Yeah, and I will say the company has always asked.
Always.
They've never told, like, you have to read this commercial. They would say to you, hey, Mazda's interested in having someone endorse their product.
Yep.
Are you interested in this? And then you can go back to them and say, you know, I've never driven a Mazda, but if they set me up with someone I could talk to and maybe drive one for 2 weeks or whatever it is, then yeah, I'd be.
Yep.
Like, they don't force you to endorse something that either you're against, or, like, let's say you didn't like this whole sports betting thing and you thought it was morally wrong, and they came to you and said, hey, Jerry, we want you to endorse this thing. You could tell them, you know what, I'm not comfortable with sports betting. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, no, the company's great in that way.
Yeah.
It's never we need you to do this, or here, you're reading this tomorrow. It's, what do you think of this product? Would you be interested?
Yeah.
So that's usually the way it works.
Yeah, and it's so funny, you know, when but this is how, I know, just me personally, when sports betting first became legal, I was like, I don't like this. At first, I was like, oh, I'll try sports betting legally. Yeah. And then when I heard nothing but sports betting commercials, I was like, you know what? I kind of feel like it's too much. It's an addiction. It can be an addiction, all this stuff. And then they came to me and they go, would you be interested in endorsing? I don't remember what it was. They pay you this much money. I go, oh yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I threw my morals right out the window, because I was like, what happens is, like, if you get presented with something for money, you could talk yourself into it. I go, you know what? This is illegal.
This is legal. Yeah.
And you know what?
I'm not forcing anybody to go gamble.
Right.
I know.
So,
it's the same thing with an alcohol product.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's always a fine line, but I mean, you're not forcing anybody to do anything. It's a commercial. It's all it is.
Yeah.
But I totally understand what you're saying.
You're right, like, talking a big game to myself. Well, these guys doing these sports gambling reads.
Another junkie.
I would never do such a thing. What are they paying?
Hey, Al.
Oh, just these few commercials? Okay. Yeah, I could do that. No problem.
You are funny.
Which is funny, too. You'll see it even on, like, YouTube people,
mm-hmm.
you know, where what's really interesting is when you see, like, for me, a YouTube person that their whole YouTube channel is eating right.
Right.
These are the things. These are ingredients we don't eat, da-da-da, all this stuff. And then there's a product that's really on the line.
Questionable.
And it's really not approved by them.
Mm, interesting.
But they talk themselves into it too, because that's how they're making their living.
Yeah. The thing with the gambling one's interesting on you, because you bring up gambling and YouTube all in the same sentence there. There's so many YouTube shows now, podcasts, whatever they are, and everyone seems like they're endorsing, whether it's DraftKings or FanDuel. I wonder how many of those, though, are being paid by DraftKings or FanDuel, or are signing up to be affiliates and trying to get you to click on with their promo code, and that's how they get paid.
Like, they don't get paid unless they use it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of that. I think it looks good. It makes your show look legitimate and professional. But I don't think that everybody that's pushing one of those sites is actually being paid by the site unless they get some traction using their promo code.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I don't know, but that's what I would think.
I always hated that, though, because, you know, we always said, like advertising works by hearing the same message over and over again, right? So this, you know, you hear like, you know, join a FanDuel, and I hear Boomer say it, and I'll hear Sal say it, and I'll hear Joe Rogan say it, and I'll hear Theo Vaughn say it. All these different people.
Yep.
Where the combination of all of it, I was like, you know what? I am going to try FanDuel. And then they want you to give them one place where you heard it. So only one of you is going to get credit for it.
And you heard it in nine different places.
Yeah, where it was a combination of the way advertising works, right?
I'll give you a funny one. Back in the day when I was doing sports for 10-10 wins, it was like three Valentine's days in a row I was doing. I think it was 1-800-FLOWERS.
Yeah.
It was great. I mean, I loved reading it. They would send some flowers to the house for my wife, which was nice. And then I would actually buy some for whether it was my mom or my sister or whoever. But I would use my own. I don't think I was allowed to use my own promo code. I think they gave me a specific website to link to use as an endorser. So whatever. My mom calls me one day. She goes, I got to tell you, I bought flowers for your sister, and she could not have been happier. She goes, and I went to 1-800-FLOWERS. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. She goes, I'm like, you heard it on. She goes, yeah, I heard you doing the commercials. I'm like, oh, cool. Did you use the promo code I gave you? She goes, no, why? I'm like, oh, my, you're killing me. Like, that's how they decide if they're going to keep you or not. Like, I said / Jared, nothing.
She goes,
oh, yeah, no, I heard that. I didn't think that was really that important.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the tough part. And hopefully the advertisers take that into account where they go, hey, you know what?
You would hope so.
We're all over the place. We're on all these podcasts, all these live radio shows. They're going to give some people more credit than others. It's also like you got to think like which is easier to remember. Like when Howard Stern did everything, it was always Howard 100 or Howard, where some of these other people have like...
crazy.
Yeah,
I know.
Like a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Go to xjock.com, 1-298-75321.
I'm like, I'm not going to remember. I'll remember Howard 100.
Of course.
Because it's easy. Or promo code Boomer.
Right. Right. You're right. Some are a little complicated, more complicated than others.
But it'd be like promo code Scazzeri. You'd be like, was that two Z's, two R's? Like, which is it?
Is it Scazzeri? Scorsese?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Like, why can't you use that one?
So true.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program.
All right.
We'll be back here tomorrow on a Thursday. When we come in, we'll talk whatever happened to the Yankees tonight, and we will preview Giants-Eagles for Thursday Night Football, Jerry. That's going to be some show tomorrow, I tell you this. I wasn't going to come in, but based on what we got going on tomorrow morning, I'm going to be here.
Busy day.
So!
Another day, another major event, tariff, and a new randoms it. Strange times like these can lead to extra stress, which can lead to unpredictable breakouts. The good news is that Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. That's a pretty good deal for your skin and your wallet. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.